以信仰对我们的重要性。
Tonight we shall like to study a particular verse to see what is the benefit of faith into our lives.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
哥林多后书第一章十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12.Verse 12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
在这里有一个主耶稣所差遣的工人叫保罗，他提到他信仰的体验。
This is written by a worker sent by the Lord Jesus Christ. His name was Paul, and he was describing his experience in the Spirit.
他说，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠。
He said that he conducted himself in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
这里告诉我们，我们人可以有两种的生活态度。
Sure, here it tells us that we can have two types of attitudes in this life.
一个就是靠人的聪明。
Firstly, we can rely on our fleshly wisdom.
第二个就是靠神的恩惠。
And secondly, we can rely on the grace of God.
那我们就来看这两种的生活到底会有什么差别。
Let us then look closely into the differences of lives led by these two attitudes.
更简单说了，就是靠自己，还有靠神。
Simply put, we rely upon ourselves and whether we rely upon God.
如果我们没有信仰，我们就靠自己。
When we do not have faith, we will rely upon ourselves.
如果我们有信仰，我们就是靠神。
When we have faith, we will rely on God.
那靠自己跟靠神会有非常大的不同。
There will be a stark contrast if a person relies on himself or on God.
那我们现在先从第一章来看到保罗本身的体验。
And then, so now we shall take a look at Paul's personal experience from chapter 1.
那我们再来想，如果我要靠自己，我要怎么来解决这个问题？
Then we will come to think for ourselves that if we rely upon ourselves, how are we going to solve this problem?
那如果我靠神，这个问题又是怎么解决的？
But if we rely on God, how am I going to solve this problem?
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第八节、第九节。
Verses 8 and 9. Verse 8. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. 9. Yes. We had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
第十节。
Verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us.
这里保罗提到他在传道的其中曾经遇到很大的困难。
Here it depicts the process in which Paul experienced in preaching.
他说压力太大，连他自己好像也没有办法胜过。
He was troubled beyond measure that he was greatly despaired.
连活命的指望都没有了。
He did not even have the hope of life.
在那个时候，他心里就断定，我这次一定死定了。
At that time in his heart, he has determined that it was his death.
每个人都会有一些困难的体验。
Every one of us will experience at some point of time a difficulty in life.
但是最难的就是面对生死的一个时刻。
But the most difficult time that we will encounter is the point of life or death.
在那个时候，如果我要靠我自己，要怎么靠呢？
At that time, if we were to rely upon ourselves, how are we to do so?
再有智慧的人都不能够胜过死亡。
Even though a person may be so wise, he cannot overcome death.
所以在传道书里面说，这是一场征战。
Therefore, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that it is a war.
我们有一个敌人，就是死亡。
We have an enemy called death.
它好像影子在随着一个形体。
It is like a shadow in a tangible form.
永远不会离开我们。
It will not depart from us forever.
但是我们年轻的时候，好像它抓不到我们。
When we are young, we felt that it cannot catch us.
或者我们平安的时候，好像他抓不到我们。
Or in times of prosperity, we feel that it cannot catch up to us.
但是当我们年纪越来越大
，But the moment that we age,
好像那个死就要抓到我们。
Death seems to have caught upon us.
或者说我们遇到没有办法可以自己去处理的危机。
Or when we have come upon a crisis that we cannot solve by ourselves,
很可能死亡就来到了。
Perhaps death will arrive at that time.
在那个时候，到底我们的聪明能够做什么
？At that point of time, how are we to use our personal wisdom to solve this?
所以我们看到世界上有很多很有知识的人。
So we see that there are many knowledgeable people in the world.
很有能力的人。
Many mighty men.
很有财富的人。
There are many wealthy men.
非常突出的人。
Very outstanding people.
死亡都把他们克服了。
But death has engulfed them all.
所以可见人的智慧在面对死亡的时候一点用都没有。
Therefore, it turned out that our knowledge cannot come up to any good when we face death.
那这个保罗本身他教育水准也很高。
Paul personally was very highly educated.
他是当时最出名的一个老师教导出来的学生。
He had a very outstanding teacher, and he was a student of that teacher.
当他面对死亡的时候
However, as he faced death,
觉得说我这次一定会死
He felt and determined that it was his death at that time
第九节说他就不靠自己只靠叫死人复活的神
Verse 9 said that he did not trust in himself but in God who raised the dead
就是要信靠神
Which is to trust upon the Lord
那这个神是叫死人复活的神
And this God is the one who raises the dead.
这个人就是主耶稣本身。
This God is and man is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣说我是生命我是复活。
The Lord Jesus said, I am life and resurrection.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
He who believes in me, though he is dead, he will raise again.
他是在一个拉撒路的家里面讲这句话。
He said these words in the house of Lazarus.
拉撒路已经死了四天。
Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
他竟然宣告生命在他的手中。
Yet he declared that life was in his hands.
这个很难相信啊。
We cannot but believe this.
所以当他叫人把坟墓打开的时候，大家都说不要这样嘛，他已经臭了。
When he commanded that the people take the body out of the tomb, people were saying, "Don't do this. There must be a great stink already."
耶稣说，你如果信，你就要看到神的荣耀。
But the Lord Jesus said, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God."
他呼叫拉撒路，他就从死里复活。
He called upon the name of Lazarus, and Lazarus raised from the dead.
所以人类最大的敌人就是死亡。
Therefore, the greatest enemy of man is death.
我们要靠神的恩典来克服。
We have to rely upon the grace of God to overcome it.
就是主耶稣本身。
Which is the Lord Jesus himself.
因为他就是生命的本身。
Because he himself is life.
主耶稣没有被钉十字架以前。
Before the Lord Jesus was crucified to the cross.
他说我死了三天我要再活过来。
He said, I will die for 3 days, then I will be raised again.
这一句话没有人敢讲。
Nobody can say these.
也有可能人有讲过，但是起不来。
But perhaps there are some people who claim these words, but are unable to raise up again.
但是主耶稣说他三天要复活。
But the Lord Jesus said, "I shall be raised again in 3 days."
大家就要看了，这个事实是不是会发生
？And the multitude were trying to see if this is going to happen.
所以他把他埋葬坟墓里面，用石头把他堵住。
So they buried him and rolled a stone to his tomb.
到了第三天。
On the third day,
一大早啊，一个爱主的姐妹要到坟墓去看他。
In the very early morning, a loving sister was going to the tomb to see him.
她发现那个石头已经挪开了。
And she realized that the stone had been rolled away.
进到里面，耶稣不见了。
She entered in only to find the body of Jesus was gone.
她很爱主耶稣，她就哭了。
She loved the Lord deeply, and she was in tears.
谁偷走我主人的身体呢？
Who had stolen the body of my Lord?
忽然间他就看到复活的主耶稣。
Instantly she saw the risen Lord Jesus.
耶稣复活了。
The Lord Jesus was risen.
这是历史的事实，这不是捏造的故事。
This is not a fabricated story, but a historical fact.
这是信耶稣最大的盼望。
This is the greatest hope that a believer can have.
如果没有这个盼望，就不需要信了。
Without this hope, we do not need to believe.
如果有这个盼望，大家都要信。
But if there is this hope, then every one of us should believe.
因为死，这不是任何一个人能够解决的。
Because death is not just a matter in which anyone can solve.
但是神的恩典要在耶稣里面把死废掉。
But the grace of God will solve this problem of death in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是何等的可贵。
This is so precious a thought.
所以我们在世不靠聪明，靠神的恩典。
So on this earth, we do not rely on fleshly wisdom, but the grace of God.
因此圣经这个叫做活泼的盼望。
And the Bible describes this as a living hope.
就是不会消失的盼望。
It is a hope that will never disappear.
所以我们常常在想，我们人一直在追求，到底我们在追求什么？
Therefore, sometimes we think that we're pursuing after something, and what is that thing?
任何一个事情，你拿到它就开始失去它。
The moment we grasp hold of anything, it is the beginning that we lose it.
没有一个盼望不会失去它。
There's no hope that we can get a hold of and hold it forever.
当我们得到的时候，我们很喜乐。
When we get hold of that, we are very happy.
我终于得到了。
I finally accomplished this.
但是当我们失去的时候，
But the moment we lose it,
我们就觉得很伤心，很无奈，因为我抓不住，他已经走了。
We are saddened and feel helpless because we have lost what we wanted.
那最后一个失望就是当我们要离开世界。
And the last disappointment that we can have is when we were about to leave the world.
离开我们所爱的人。
We are about to leave the people that we love.
离开爱我们的人。
And those that love us.
放下我们一生劳苦的结果。
We're giving up all the works of our labor.
往到一个不知道要去哪里的地方。
Approaching a place in which we do not have any certainty.
这个叫做不幸。
This is unfortunate.
这个叫做虚空。
This is emptiness.
这是没有一个人能克服的。
This is not something that no one can overcome.
但是主耶稣来世界。
However, the Lord Jesus came to the world.
死已经被生命把它吞掉了，没有死了。
Life has engulfed this death, so there's no more death.
我们最后要得到那个盼望。
And finally, we are going to get this hope.
就是要回到天上的家。
Which is to return back to our home in heaven.
见到我们天上的父。
To see face to face our heavenly Father.
要享受永远的永生。
Enjoying forever eternal
eternity. 这个叫做恩典。
This is called grace.
所以我们在世，虽然我们可能很有能力，很聪明。
Therefore, on this earth, even though we may be wise and knowledgeable,
但是我们还是需要来信耶稣。
But we still need to believe in Jesus.
因为他能够做我们聪明做不到的地方。
Because he can accomplish those things that our knowledge and wisdom cannot attain.
那一旦人有这个永恒的盼望，
and once we can have this hope of eternity,
我们对生死就非常的超越。
Then we can supersede the thought of life and or death.
因为圣经说，神预先定准我们的年限跟所住的疆界。
Because the Bible says that God has predetermined the places in which we live and the boundaries and our lifetime.
我们的生死是在神的控制。
Our life or death is in the hands of God.
所以时候不会到，没有到啊，什么发生你都不会死。
Before the time for us has come, nothing will happen to us and we will not die.
神还有事情让我们做。
Because there are some work left for us to do.
所以有一次保罗被下到监牢。
Therefore, at one time, Paul was put in prison.
他在里面他觉得非常的喜乐。
Inside the prison, he was still joyful.
所以他写出一个腓立比书。
In there, he wrote the book of Philippians.
里面充满着喜乐。
Because he was filled with joy.
怎么面对死亡的人能够有喜乐呢？
Why would a person who was facing death experience such joy?
那我们就看他怎么来看死亡呢？
Then we can study this person. What is his approach to death?
他说，如果今天死。
He said, if I were to die today,
我能够跟主耶稣同在。
I shall be with the Lord.
保罗在活着的时候，他曾经被提到第三层天。
In his lifetime, Paul was once raised to third heaven.
他说，是我灵魂去呢，还是身体一起去呢？我不知道。
He said, I wasn't sure if my body or my spirit was risen up.
但是那是好的无比的。
However, it was a place with incomparable joy.
是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
It is a place unimaginable.And unseen by eyes before.
跟在天国比，他发现地上都是尘土。
Comparing everything to the heaven, everything on earth is but dust.
不是地上没有价值。
It's not that anything on the earth is without value.
是天上的价值太大。
It's because the values of those things in heaven are of greater value.
所以他面对死亡的时候，他就不会怕。他说，如果现在去也很好。
Therefore, as he faced death, he wasn't afraid. He said, even if I die now, it is also good.
但是他觉得说我还不会死。
However, he thought that I wasn't about to die yet.
因为神还有工作叫我做。
Because there's still some work left for me to do.
所以他已经超越了。
Therefore, he has superseded the thought of death.
不简单了。
It is not easy.
人能够超越生死。
For a person to supersede the thoughts of death.
为什么？
Why?
因为他已经很确定他要去哪里。
Because he was absolutely sure where is his destination.
但是我们如果没有信仰,
However, today, if we do not have faith,
我们有没有这个确信我要去哪里?
Do we have this confidence of our destination?
这不是我们能控制的。
This is not what we can control.
这是死亡在控制我。
It is controlled by death.
所以我们要靠神的恩典。
Therefore, we have to rely on the grace of God.
才有活泼的盼望。
In order to have a living hope.
好，我们现在再来看 第二个问题。
Let us now see the second problem.
我们看罗马书。
We turn to Romans.
罗马书的第四章。
Romans chapter 10.
是。
Romans chapter 4, rather.
第六章,
It's Romans chapter 6,
right? 第五章,
chapter 5,
十二节,
verse 12.
罗马书五章十二节,
Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned.
那为什么人会死?
Why are men dying?
如果我们没有翻开圣经,
if we do not refer to the Bible,
就是人的器官老化,
We can explain it because our organs have deteriorated.
好像一部车子开久了就报废了。
Just as a car will age after traveling for a long time.
开久各个地方发生问题，到最后就开不动了。
There are many components of the car that will break down if you used it too much, and in the end, it broke down.
这个是人对死的一种解释。
This is a type of explanation that we can attribute to death.
那在十二节说。
However, in verse 12 here.
死是从罪来的。
That death came from sin.
那因为从一个人犯罪，罪进入世界。
Because just as through one man sin entered the world.
所以死就临到众人。
And death through sin.
所以圣经告诉我们，死重要的原因就是罪。
So the Bible defined the reason for death is because of sin.
人类最大的危机。
The greatest crisis for mankind.
不是污染的问题。
It's not the problem of pollution.
也不是 这个温室效应 天气暖和。
It's not the global effect of the greenhouse effect.
人类最大的危机是罪。
But the greatest problem of man is sin.
因为罪把神跟人的关系切断。
Because sin has made the relationship of man and God be cut off.
那神就是生命本身。
And God is life himself.
那跟神的关系切断,
when we cut off ourselves with our relationship with God, then men do not have eternity.
所以我们肉体活的几十年到最后都要死。
Therefore, even though we continue to live, our physical bodies will die one day.
所以我们是活的死人。
We are living dead people then.
肉体是活着,但是神, 里面的灵性是死的。
Physically, we might be alive, but spiritually, we are dead inside.
那到底要怎么解决这个罪的问题呢?
So how in the world are we going to solve this problem of sin?
如果我们用我们自己的智慧,
If we continue to rely on our fleshly wisdom,
我们要怎么解决我们过去所犯的罪呢?
How are we to solve the sins that we have done in the past?
罪使我跟神关系切断, 罪让我良心不安。
Sin has cut off my relationship with God and it has caused me to have a bad conscience.
所以我们人很少有平安。
Therefore, as human beings, we do not have peace constantly.
因为这个良心对罪会有敏感。
Because we are very sensitive to our sins in our conscience.
良心没有办法平安，我们就觉得不会平安。
When we do not have peace in our conscience, we do not have peace at all.
所以罪要怎么解决？
Therefore, how are we going to solve our sins?
这个差不多是没有答案。
We can say that there is no solution to this problem.
虽然有的人行很多善事,
Even though many have done good works,
但是善事也不能够解决罪的问题。
But good deeds cannot solve the problem of sin.
因为这个罪本身就是存在的。
Because the problem of sin exists.
好，我们现在来看马太福音第一章。
Now let us refer to Matthew chapter 1.
我们看神怎么来啊，用恩典解决我们的罪。
Let us see how God is going to solve the problem of sin for us.
马太福音的第一章。
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21. Verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
这个玛利亚怀胎是从圣灵来的。
The Virgin Mary was infused by the Holy Spirit and was pregnant.
那个时候她还没有结婚。
At that time, she was pregnant out of marriage.
所以约瑟他打算就把玛利亚休掉。
Therefore, Joseph intended to put her away.
但是天使告诉这个约瑟。
However, the angel came to instruct Joseph.
说这个孩子你要把他取名叫耶稣。
That you shall give this son a name and call him Jesus.
所以耶稣这个名字是神取的名字。
Therefore, the name Jesus is called upon by God.
那耶稣来世界做什么？
And what is Jesus going to come to the world to do?
他要把自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
He is going to save his people from their sins.
所以耶稣活33年了，做什么？一句话。
Therefore, in the lifetime of the Lord Jesus for 33 years, what did he do? One word.
把人从罪里面救出来。
Which is to save his people from sins.
我们活几十年，七八十年，有没有办法用一句话把它讲得很清楚呢？
Can we describe our whole lifetime of 70 or 80 years with one sentence?
可能很难。
Probably it's very hard.
但是主耶稣一句话就讲清楚。
However, the Lord Jesus, his life can be described with one sentence.
他要救人脱离罪。
He will save his people from their sins.
那我们信主耶稣里面让我们最受感动的是什么？
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, what is it that moves us the most?
就是神的爱。
It is the love of God.
那神的爱啊，最深刻的表现是什么？
What is the deepest manifestation of the love of God?
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
The book of Romans chapter 5.
第六节，第七节。
Verse 6 and 7. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die.
第八节。
Verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这里说为义人死是少有的，是有了，但不多了。
It is said here that it is scarce for a righteous man to die.
为人人死可能也有人敢做，不是很多。
And perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die, but not a lot of them would do that.
但是为罪人死的是没有了。
However, we can be sure that no one would die for sinners.
因为罪人是不可爱的。
Because sinners are unadorable.
是不值得的。
They're not worth the.
他是有罪该得的。
They are supposed to die for their sins.
那第八节。
However, in
基督还在我们做罪人的时候为我们死。
But God demonstrates his own love toward us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。
This is the love of God toward us.
所以耶稣死在十字架就是神的爱最具体的显明。
Therefore, the fact that the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, this was the most deepest manifestation of his love.
那是肉体的受苦。
It is the most suffering of the physical body.
那是心灵上的受苦。
It is the suffering of the spiritual nature of his.
心灵。那是灵性上的受苦。
It is emotionally and spiritually torture.
那是灵魂体的受苦。
It is the torture of the spirit, soul, and body.
同时发生。
It all happened at one time.
那个叫做苦杯。
That was called the bitter cup.
这个是我们没有办法尝过，没有尝过的。
It's something that we cannot ever experience.
肉体没有尝过，心灵没有尝过，灵性也没有尝过的。
We cannot experience this with our physical body, emotionally, or in our spirit.
这个叫做这个是主耶稣为我们的罪而死的。
This is the Lord Jesus Christ dying for our sins.
所以今天我们相信耶稣。
Therefore, today we believe in the Lord Jesus.
来接受洗礼。
We are baptized in Him.
奉耶稣的名，他的宝血在十字架上流出来的，就把我们的罪洗干净。
Through the blood that flowed from the cross, in the name of Lord Jesus, we have been baptized and have our sins washed away.
那从今以后，我们就称为神的王子。
And from then on, we are called the Prince of God.
非常的尊贵。
It is very precious.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
神是圣灵给我们做证据。
God gives us the Holy Spirit to testify of this fact.
看起来我是普通的人，但受洗以后我是神的王子。
It looks like I am an ordinary man. However, after baptism, I am the prince of God.
神住在我里面。
God lives within me.
这个是一个很大的应许。
This is such a great promise.
那这不是人用头脑的智慧能够做得到的。
This fact cannot be imagined or accomplished by a person's fleshly wisdom.
罪是一种权势。
Sin is a strength.
Power.
It's a power.
它会控制人。
It will control us.
那有时候罪得到赦免，罪性还在。
Sometimes, even though our sins are washed away, we still have our sinful nature.
我们看第六章，罗马书第六章。
We can refer to Romans chapter 6.
从十二节到十四节。
Reading verses 12 to 14. Romans chapter 6, verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. 13. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness to God. 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
这里告诉我们啊，有身体就有欲望、私欲。
Here it tells us that as long as we have our mortal body, we will have its lusts.
然后罪就借着这个私欲控制我们。
And then sin will reign in our mortal body through this lust.
所以让我们这个身体哦，看起来很健康，就去做坏事，讲坏话，去想坏事。
So that even though we may be physically fit, we use our body to do bad things, to say bad things.
使我们不能够做我想要做的。
So that we do those things that we do not want to do.
使我们一直去做我们想不要做的。
We constantly do those things that we do not want to do.
所以我们人在这个罪的权势之下，觉得非常的无力感。
So under the control of the sinful nature, we feel so defenseless.
比方说在家庭生活里面，
For example, in our family lives,
谁说都知道发怒是不好的。
We all know that it is not good to be angry.
但是我们没有办法控制。
However, we cannot control ourselves.
为什么？
Why?
因为罪借着怒气控制我们。
Because sin has taken control over us through anger.
所以你没有办法。
So that we cannot but obey it.
但是智慧，我头脑很聪明，我能解决这个问题吗？
However, we feel that we're knowledgeable and full of wisdom. Can we solve this problem?
我们看传道书怎么来解释。
Let's refer to Ecclesiastes and seek an explanation.
传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
十五节。
Verse 15.Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 15. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be numbered.
16.
Verse 16. I communed with my heart, saying, Look, I have attained greatness and have gained more wisdom than all who were before me in Jerusalem. My heart has understood great wisdom and knowledge.
17.
Verse 17. And I set my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this is also a grasping for the wind.
18.
Verse 18, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
在这里，所罗门观察一个结论。
Over here, Solomon has observed a particular thing.
多有智慧，多有愁烦。
For in much wisdom is much grief.
增加知识，增加忧伤。
And he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个智慧跟知识啊，让我们可以了解很多这个事实的真相。
Because with wisdom and knowledge, we come to understand the real nature of things.
但是问题在乎我们的知识跟智慧没有办法改变那个事实本身。
However, the problem lies within the fact that we cannot change everything with our wisdom or knowledge.
如果我们不知道这个事实的真相，就不需要忧伤了。
Without being able to determine the existence of a problem, we do not need to be despaired.
知道又没有干嘛改变，那就很忧伤了。
However, coming to know of it and not being able to solve it, we are all the more despaired.
所以十五节说，弯曲的不能够变直。
Therefore, in verse 15, it says, "What is crooked cannot be made straight."
如果一个人的个性弯曲
，If a person's character is crooked,
你多读几本书，再多两个学位，他就变了吗？
Even though he had gained a couple of more degrees and read a couple more books.Can he change?
知识是没有办法改变人性的。
Because knowledge cannot change a person's nature.
因为人的罪性是随着身体而存在的。
Because the sinful nature of a person stays within the person.
那下面说，缺少的便能拙速。
And here it says, what is lacking cannot be numbered.
我们就是缺乏那个力量挣脱罪的捆绑。你知识多也是没有办法有力量。
We lack of this power and strength to overcome these sins. Even though we increase ourselves in knowledge, we cannot overcome them.
那这样就没有希望吗？
Then, do we not have hope then?
这个绝望就让我们带我们到一个方向，那我就要来找主耶稣。
This disappointment then will lead us into a particular direction where we can find the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣宣告。
The Lord Jesus has said.
我们要在他里面，生命得丰盛。
He said that we will have abundance if our lives are in Him.
那这个生命丰盛就像主耶稣本身。
When our lives are abundant, we will be like the Lord Jesus Himself.
圣经说，我们要因为信而变成富足。
The Bible says that because of our belief, we will be rich.
我们要跟神的性情有份。
We will have a part with the nature of God.
所以信主以后，渐渐我们的人本性会改变。
So as we believe in God, we gradually change in our human nature.
我们看到很多人本来很会生气，就不会生气了。
We see that many of us might be easily angered. However, later on, they are not as easily angered.
很愁烦的就不会愁烦了。
Many are sorrowful, but later on, they have no more sorrows.
本来充满的恨、苦毒的 bitterness 就已经没有了。
In the beginning, they have all types of roots of bitterness in them, and later on, no more.
这是谁去解决的？
Who solved all these problems?
这是恩典。
These are called grace.
主耶稣进到里面。
Because the Lord Jesus has entered into us.
我们就解决了，问题就改变了。
Everything has been solved. Then we are changed.
所以到底要靠神呢？靠人呢？
So who are we to rely on man or on God?
靠人的智慧，很多事情是死路一条，没有解答案。
On the wisdom of man, many a times we find a dead end to our problems.
靠神的恩典，有时候是非常简单容易就解决了。
But when we rely on the grace of God, sometimes we find that the solution is so simple.
所以我们的生活是吧，真的是需要神。
So in our daily lives, we truly need God.
那这个叫做自由。
This is called liberty.
不被罪捆绑的自由。
The liberty in which we're no longer bounded by sin.
这是自由，是不是知识能够买到，不是钱能够买到。
This liberty cannot be bought with money or knowledge.
要白白赐给我们。
It shall be given to us for free.
所以我们在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
Therefore, we conduct ourselves in this world, not relying on fleshly wisdom, but on the grace of God.
那另外一个就是平安。
And another point is to have peace.
平安从哪里来？
Where does peace come from?
这是人所渴慕的。
This peace is yearned by many of us.
有一次，有一个信徒他被安排到火车站去接另外一个信徒，他要来开会。
Once there was a believer assigned to pick up another believer at the train station.
他也不晓得那个人长得什么样子。
He didn't know the other person in.That he was supposed to pick up.
那派他去的时候，你就在火车站看一看，你就知道了。
He was assigned the job and said, when you reach the train station, you will see and identify that person naturally.
他真的到火车站去看看。
He went to the train station really and take a look.
看到一个人，他就跟他讲哈利路亚。
He saw a person and he said, Hallelujah.
那个人就回应了哈利路亚。
And that person responded, Hallelujah.
那回答人就知道，那你怎么看得出来？
And the person who assigned him said, "How did you identify that person?"
这真的很奇妙。
It is so miraculous.
我记得90年代我们在伊丽莎白才第一次全国圣公会讲习会。
I remember that in the early 90s, we had the first seminar for religious workers in Elizabeth Church.
我们南加州去了六个人。
There are six members, delegates sent from Southern California.
用机场一下飞机就带到伊丽莎白，就住在地下室。
From the airport, someone picked them up, and they lived in the basement of that church.
然后完了就再到机场就搭飞机回来，也没有去观光。
Once they were finished, they went straight to the airport and returned. They did not go look around or shopping.
那去在他的这个弟兄啊，第一个感觉说，你们不一样。
And the person who was assigned to pick these individuals up.Realized that they were different from the rest of the people.
怎么会感觉不一样？
Why were they different?
因为那个内心的平安跟喜乐就反映在脸的上面。
Because the inward peace that existed within them were manifested on their faces.
这个真的很奇妙。
This is so miraculous.
这个不是读书来的。
This does not come from knowledge or reading the books.
这是一种生命成长的一种自然表现。
This is a natural phenomenon due to the growth in life.
好像我们有一个传道人，他在见证。
Just as a testimony given by a particular preacher.
啊，他刚刚来慕道的时候。
In those stages when he started to pursue after the truth.
啊，他说他有一个女朋友在法国去读书。
He said he had a girlfriend who was studying in France.
啊，那一段时间呢，他脾气很不好。
During those times, his temper wasn't good.
常常生气，把那个门的墙壁都打了一个洞。
He was easily angered, and he often punched the door, and the door would have a hole.
然后他慕道一段时间呢，他女朋友从法国回来。
After seeking after the truth, later on, the girlfriend came back from.
在机场哦，见到他，第一个感觉就是你不一样。
Upon seeing this boyfriend in the airport, she realized that you are different.
什么不一样呢
？What is different now?
就是内心那种平安跟喜乐在脸上的一种反应。
Because this inward peace was reflected on his countenance.
哦，这个不是读书来的。
This did not come from study.
不是人的聪明来的。
It did not came from a person's wisdom or knowledge.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
内心的满足。
It is the inner satisfaction.
还有内心的平静安稳。
Plus the peace and the stability within a person.
没有忧愁，没有害怕。
Without sorrow and without fear.
这种感觉自然的一种流露。
This feeling is naturally reflected from him.
这真的是一个非常宝贵的恩典。
Truly, this is a very precious.Grace.
虽然我们买很多的保险
，Even though we have purchased so many insurance，
保险只是说发生以后怎么赔
，Insurance policies are to protect us when things already happened。
但是保险没有办法真的带给我们内心的平安。
However, these insurance policies cannot bring upon us the inner peace。
那内心的平安从哪里来
？Where would the inner peace come from？
当然是从主耶稣的同在来的。
Of course, it comes from the abidance of the Lord Jesus。
我们看约翰十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音的十六章。
Gospel of John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
The Gospel of John chapter 16.
三十二节，三十三节，请。
Verses 32 and 33. 32. Indeed, the hour is coming. Yes, has now come that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. 33. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
有时候我们这个人特别在陌生的环境、危险的环境一群人在一起，我们就不怕。
Sometimes we feel a sense of security when we're grouped together in a dangerous place.
对，你如果到南非，你要出去，他们跟他讲不要一个人哦，要一群人就不会怕。
So if you go to South Africa, they'll tell you that do not go out alone, go in groups, then you'll not be afraid.
主耶稣说，你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留我一个人在这里。
But here the Lord Jesus said that you will be scattered each to his own and I will be left alone.
那周围的人呢，就是要抓耶稣，要逼迫他留主耶稣一个人，他不是怕死的吗？
So these people surrounding the Lord Jesus wanted to capture him, but he was left alone. Was he supposed to be very afraid?
但是说主耶稣说，其实不是独自一个人，有父与我同在。
But here the Lord Jesus said, yet I'm not alone because the Father is with me.
但有神跟他同在，主耶稣就很平安了。
God was with him, therefore the Lord Jesus felt so peaceful.
那三十三节。
Verse 33.
我把这个事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace.
我说我们信耶稣，在主耶稣里面。
Therefore, when we believe in Jesus and we're in Him,
不是我一个人啊，还有神跟我同在。
We are not alone because we have God abiding with us.
所以我们就有平安。
In this way, we have peace.
所以这个平安不是外面我有什么。
This peace does not come from things around us that we have and obtain everything.
平安是里面我有主耶稣。
Peace comes from our inward being because I have the Lord Jesus.
他与我同在。
Because He abides with me.
所以我没有忧愁，没有害怕。
In this way, I have no sorrow and no fear.
因此我们在世上有苦难。
Therefore, in the world, we will have tribulation.
这个没有办法控制的。
We cannot have this
total control over this. 因为世界的王是魔鬼。
Because the world is under the clutches of the evil one.
但是在我里面，你们有平安。
But in me, you will have peace.
这个是我们可以追求的。
But this is something that we can pursue after.
所以我们在这个动荡不安的世界里面。
We are in such a turbulent age and time.
真的需要神的平安。
It's true that we need the peace from God.
这是恩典。
This is a grace.
白白给我们的。
Freely given to us.
有平安。
We have peace.
有喜乐。
We have joy.
有自由。
We have liberty.
有永生。
We have eternity.
那这个人生你还求什么？什么都没有缺的。
What is it that you lack in this world then?
这是最宝贵的。
This is so precious.
要白白给我们。
It is freely to be given to us.
所以以神为中心。
Therefore, if we put God as the center of our lives,
依靠神的恩典,
we rely on the grace of God,
这样的人生实在是太幸福了。
Such a life is a blessed one.
哦, 是太宝贵了。
It is so precious.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
136首。
Hymn number 136.
讲座。
Please be seated.
啊，我们最后要来祷告。
Finally, we will make our prayer.
啊，神看不见，所以我们拿不出来。
We cannot see God and cannot present him to you.
拿出来就很容易信了。
If I am able to present him to you, then it's easy for you to believe.
那如果看得见，这就不叫信了。
But if he is visible, then this is not called faith.
看不见才叫做信。
Because he is invisible, then we can have faith.
那所以神看不见可以体验。
But even though God is invisible, we can experience him.
我们在这里已经有好多的慕道朋友，本来都没有信神了。
Here with us, we have a lot of truth-seeking friends. In the beginning, they did not believe the existence of God.
就是对神有一个渴慕的心。
But yet they have a yearning heart to God.
甚至说是好奇的心。
And even a curious heart.
所以他们就到前面来跟神祷告。
They come forward to pray to God.
那当我们很专心的来寻求他。
But when we focus our minds to seek after him,
我们就要找到他。
We will find him.
因为神原来就是希望，他来人世间要找我们这些浪子。
Because he is a God of hope that he came to the world to seek after his, after us who are lost.
我们如果愿意很真心的找，一下就找到他。
Therefore, if we only put out our heart to seek after him, we will find him almost immediately.
有哪一个父亲不希望跟孩子团圆呢？
Which father do not want to be reunited with his child?
这个就是天父的心。
This is the heart of our heavenly father.
只是我们在外面流浪太久了。
It's just that we are wandering in the world for so long.
现在主耶稣来呼召我们归回。
And now the Lord is calling us to come back.
回到他的面前，我们就得恩典。
To come back and return before him so that we may receive grace.
祷告不需要什么外在的条件。
When we pray, we do not need any external prerequisites.
只要有心，我们就可以体验神。
If only we can have our heart, then we can experience God.
就是要我们祷告要相信有神。
When we pray, we need to believe the existence of God.
那如果信不下怎么办？
What if we cannot believe the existence of God?
就求神，你让我有信心。
Then we can ask God to give us this faith to believe.
或者说求神，你让我有体验，所以我才能够相信你。
Or to ask God to give us an experience of him so that we can believe.
那第二个。
Secondly,
要渴慕。
We have to be thirsty and yearning for him.
所以渴慕就是我们心是空的，神啊，我很需要你。
To thirst means to empty our hearts so that we can say, Lord, I really need you.
我们的渴慕会感动神。
The thirsting of our soul will move God.
那如果渴慕，祷告就会迫切。
Once we thirst, we can be earnest in our prayers.
好像有的人肚子很饿，哇，吃东西吃到很好吃，为什么同样东西他吃得很好吃？因为他肚子很饿吧。
Just as when a person is completely famished, he will eat so fast and so quickly because he is so super hungry.
为什么有的人祷告这么迫切？因为他很渴慕神。
Then why is it that some people pray so earnestly and so hard because they truly thirst after God?
那渴慕的神一定会给他满足。
For those who thirst, God will quench their thirst and give them satisfaction.
这是圣经的应许。
This is the promise from the Bible.
那第三个就是要谦卑。
And thirdly, we need to humble ourselves.
谦卑不只是跪下来。
To humble ourselves does not only mean to kneel down.
谦卑就是在这个最高的神面前承认我们有很多的不对，求神赦免。
To be humble is to kneel down before this Almighty God and repent from our sins, to acknowledge that we have done so many wrong.
那这么谦卑，神就要赦免我们的罪。
When we're humble, the Lord will cleanse our sins, forgive our sins,
听我们的祷告
and to listen to our prayers.
最后一个就是专心
And finally, we need to focus our hearts.
神就在我们前面
and believe that God is before us.
我们第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告
Firstly, we shall say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
讲一次，出声字
We say this one time, out loud.
那从心里面向神感谢赞美，口念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣
With a thankful heart, we say out loud.Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
那我们这样就可以体会到神的恩典，神的同在，圣灵的降临。
In this way, we can experience the grace of God, the abundance of God, and the descent of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
Therefore, finally, now we shall make our final prayer.
欢迎诸位朋友、弟兄姐妹，你要求圣灵接受按手、求恩典，都到前面来。
We welcome our brothers and sisters, relatives and friends to come forward to pray if you would like to receive the laying of hands.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.